Okay. A much awaited shiur. How to make egg salad on Shabbos. Okay. Let's start as a given. Now we're not discussing the halachos of Bishul. Okay? The eggs are going to be boiled before Shabbos. Okay? No discussion there. So you guys covered a little bit of halachos of Bishul. You're not allowed to boil eggs on Shabbos. You can't take a raw egg and put it in klisheni, shlishi, any kind, in order to make it a hard-boiled egg. For egg salad, we don't do that on Shabbos. That is not part of the discussion. What we are going to discuss is taking an egg that's been boiled. And an egg has what on it?
A shell.
A shell. So we're going to discuss removing the shell. Moving the shell would be what? A problem of what?
Boiling.
Okay. What else? People tend to add onions to their egg salad. Agreed?
Yes.
Okay. Now, onions are pretty big. Eggs are pretty big. If I give you an egg and an onion, you would not call it an egg salad. Agreed? So what do you have to do to it?
Mix it. Chop it.
Chop it. Okay? What would be the problem with chopping? Tochen. Okay? Chopping. Tochen. What else we got? Salt. People sometimes want to add salt to their egg salad. Is salting a problem?
Yes.
Okay. We'll see what kind of problem it is or isn't. And let's also discuss what holds it all together.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Okay? What malacha might that be?
Tzatzika. Bodek. Sticking.
That's cute. Mayo.
Spreading.
Okay.
Memareach.
Memareach. Okay, interesting. Or what else? What is lush?
Kneading.
Okay, you have flour, and you have water, and you put it together, and it turns into this dough. And you keep mixing this dough. That's kneading it with a K. That's how you make the dough into this one altogether glob, rather than separate flour particles and water. It turns into one unified mixture. So here you have egg, and you have onion chopped up, and you have mayonnaise, and you're going to mush it all together, and you get egg salad. Okay, so it might be a problem of lush. But, so we did salting, and we did mayo. Now, there's something called the Sidur de Pot, which is what? The order of bread. What does the order of bread refer to?
11
malachos. The? 11 malachos. Okay, the malachot at the beginning of the Lamed Tam malachot that have to do with how to make bread. Chorish, Reah, Kotzer, etc. It's the whole process of making bread. One of those is Tochen. Now, the fact that Tochen appears there, what might, keyword might, that tell you about Tochen? The fact that tochen, grinding things, chopping things, appears in the context of making bread, rather than, say, in the context of making clothes, or any other part of the melacha, what might it tell you about the melacha of tochen?
It's related to food.
Related to food. Okay? Heard that? It's related to food. Now, all food or a specific kind of food?
Specific kind of food.
What specific kind of food specifically?
Food that are ground from a bigger solid into a small solid to make a powder.
That's all grounding. All grinding takes big things and makes it small things.
Food that's ground into a powder for the sake of mixing with water.
Interesting. Let's start with the typical example of the Mishkan. There were two possible examples, either for making bread or making dye. So let's say making bread. How did you make bread? What was step one?
You
plowed, and then you sowed, and then it grew, and you had to cut the wheat. And then you had to separate the wheat from the chaff, and a whole bunch of steps there.
The last step.
Okay, we're getting somewhere. How about, what are you grinding?
Wheat seeds.
Wheat seeds. Where do wheat seeds come from?
The ground we plant.
Ground. Okay. Maybe tofei only applies to items that grow from the ground. And therefore, what can be a difference between in our egg salad recipe? Eggs are not from the ground. Okay? So, there could be a difference in terms of grinding something not from the ground. Now, the truth is grinding applies to everything. But maybe the way we grind it can be different. We could be more lenient regarding how we grind the eggs and how we grind the onions. So let's... Yeah?
Chopping is different from grinding.
Says you or says who?
I don't know, but that grinding is when you crush something.
Okay, good. Is grinding in terms of the action or in terms of the result?
It's still not the same result. Grinding, you get very, very minuscule particles, whereas chopping, you can chop an onion in two and have two giant pieces.
Right, but what if you chop an onion very finely, just like you chop the wheat kernel very finely? Wouldn't you have a very finely ground onion? Do we not have onion powder?
You can't chop an onion into onion powder.
Somebody does.
They grind it.
Yeah,
using like
you're saying you can't use a knife to do it.
Yeah. It's possible.
Okay.
Also, with being Madai on the origin of Malacha, where it comes from, like, I guess maybe I'm sorry, but like, for Boreh is also regarding food, but we do Boreh for...
We discussed that.
Clothes.
Correct. That was a discussion amongst the postgame, because Boreh is specifically about that, according to some, it actually doesn't apply to other items. We mentioned such a shita. Okay? We did mention such a shita. And therefore, we were a little more mekel in those other cases in terms of how we were willing to deal with it, at what point we were willing to consider it a mixture or not, and all the solutions we had to just spill it out and do it. Okay. Let's look at some of the makorot for this sugya, and we'll see which of these do apply, don't apply. And again, I'm going to give it away. There is a way to make egg salad on Shabbos permissibly. We're just going to discuss how we can deal with all these issues. The obvious one, based on the last 2 weeks we did Borer, is what's the solution for removing the shell?
Take a bit of egg.
Right before the Shabbos. Okay, that's one solution. So doing it before Shabbos, making the whole egg salad before Shabbos is a great solution. Here we're discussing doing it on Shabbos. Take a piece of egg with the shell. Okay, that would be an interesting one. But also, when are you supposed to remove this eggshell?
Immediately
before you're going to eat it. Or immediately before you're going to make the egg salad, which you're going to make it immediately before you eat it. Okay, let's start with source one on the sheet. The Gemara, Shabbos, Ayin Dalet Amud Bet, discusses Tochein and Amrav Papa, Hai Man de Parim Silka, a person who chops up some kind of beet. Chayav Mishum Tochein. Hayman, so that's the Mishnah. And the Gemara. The Mishnah uses the word Ha Tochein, and Rav Papa comments on that. And the Gemara is Medayik in his Lashon. Hayman the Parim Silka. Dafka B'Silka Shayach Tchina. Aval Shar Ochlin Shari. It's specifically a bee, but not other foods. Now, if I were to say to you it's specifically a bee and not other foods, what would that mean to you? What are the possibilities we can come up with it for that? When I say tochein applies to beets and nothing else.
Dying.
No, but I'm saying, what am I including and what am I excluding?
You include beets and nothing else.
Nothing else.
He said nothing else, so nothing else. Beet family.
Or the beet family, okay, or let's...
Radishes too.
All foods.
Juicy sort of.
All foods are included, and we say, in other words, meat is an example, but other foods and things that aren't food aren't included. In other words, we're saying token applies only to foods. The possibility is token can apply to only beets. Token can apply to only things like beets. Now, only things like beets could be, like you said, beet family or something, and you gave an example of a radish, so I don't know scientifically if they're the same family, but I understand where you're coming from. Vegetables of a certain, I don't know, shape or type of use. Okay? Or is it only foods that grow from the ground and not shar ochlin? Right? It says, aval shar ochlin shari. Other foods are okay. So, that's what we're going to discuss when we get to the Beit Yosef. So, actually, let's do that first, before we get to the Shulchan Aruch. Let's go to the source 3 on the page. Beit Yosef says, Asalach tocha yarek dak dak. You can't chop up a vegetable really small. The periklal gadol am rapapa haiman de parik silcha chayim mishum tochen. That was the Gemara we just quoted. Uperish Rashi, parim, mechadcho hadak, chopping it up really small. Vartosu katvu, dafka besilka shayach tchina. Aval shar ochlin shari, and it's also commenting on these words, that it's specifically silka and not other foods, they said, because there's another Gemara that they have to compare this with. And Tosot's answer to explain that stira is Hata Mairi Kishose Chatichot Dakot Maod, Vahacha Mairi Kishose Chatichot Gedolot. So Rashi explains that specifically beets, when you cut them up, the way you make them, or whatever kind of vegetable this silka was, it had to be cut really small. And therefore, a person who chops up this beet really small is Chayav Mishum Tochen. And Tosfos is comparing that to another Gemara that says that chopping them up or chopping something up is allowed. So one answer could possibly be that it's specifically beets that you're chayav for tochen, because in order to eat them or use them or cook them, they must be chopped up really finely. They must be chopped up really small. Okay? So one of the suggestions we gave is specifically beets, not other foods, means specifically beets because they must be chopped up really small. But that would mean that anything that you chop up really small would be problematic. Was that clear? The first distinction we can make between beets and everything else is based on how finely we need to chop it up in order to use it. Second possibility, again, the diuk, one second, that the Beit Yosef makes is mashma de sfira le de silka lav davka. It's not specifically a beet. That's what I'm trying to show you. The reason why the Gemara says a person who chops up a beet is chay mishum tochen and not other vegetables is saying that it's specifically a beet and not other vegetables and not other foods. But we say specifically a beet and not other foods. We're not really saying it's only a beet. We're saying it's only things like a beet. Okay, that diok is clear now? Fine. Let's move on. The Rosh Katav, v'zel l'shano, uperish Rashi, tamu, he doesn't understand Rashi. If you're eating and you just chop it really small and have small pieces, what's the issue? V'arambam katav, there's a certain food you have to chop up really small in order to cook it. You can't do that. That's toledat chokin. So, what's the difference? It says, Nira shehuz al mefarish. The davka nakat silcha shechotchin ota dak dak lebishel. V'hu adin l'shar yirako shechotchin ota dak dak lebishel. So the first distinction we made was anything that gets chopped up finely. Here, the Rosh is adding something else, and he's dying it in the Rambam too, says the Beit Yosef, that it's not only that which you're chopping up finely, but that which you're chopping up finely in order to do what with it? To cook it. In other words, to chop it up finely in order to eat it is?
Fine.
It's fine. It's mutter. No. He says, Efshad afilu That's not the way to grind, to just make it into small pieces that are edible. Grinding, like you said, is this fine powder. This isn't grinding, this is just small pieces that are edible for you to eat. But in order for you to cook the beet, apparently cooking the beet, cooking, we're talking about boiling it. Boiling doesn't work when it's this giant beet. You have to chop it up into smaller, finely, into fine pieces. So those fine pieces, to chop it up that way, in order to cook it, so that is not allowed to do, that chopping is not allowed to do on Shabbos, to chop it so finely. And therefore, anything that needs to be cooked that way, you can't chop that finely. But it's not a din in the size of what you're chopping, it's a din in the purpose. You can chop that exact same size cucumber and eat it, and there's no issue. But to chop the beet, that's the problem. Okay? That's the deal that the Beit Yosef makes. And then he quotes the Truman of Deshen regarding meat. Okay, meat does not qualify as something that grows on the ground. That's agreed. So says, though there is an interesting Gemara that refers to meat as Gedulei Karka, because they get their nourishment from the ground, the herbivores among them. I once tried to convince a vegetarian that therefore he should be eating meat as a vegetable. It didn't work. So says the Truman of Deshen. The Basar Mavushal Otsli Modukuli Alma, the Shari Lechatcha Dak Dak Vesakim. Okay, you can chop up meat really finely. Vlodamila Eitzim, the pair of Alechem, is not like trees or fruit or bread. Dino Kedule, Kedule, Karka, Vieshme, Vininam Tchina. Grinding applies to things that grow from the ground, not meat. Eshlomar, the Ba'ochel Chazel, Kuli Alma, Loshach, Betrina, Eklamilamar, the Hadi, Tira, Tosol, Lutchon, Ochlin. When does Tosot say that you're allowed to grind things? He's talking about foods that don't need to be ground. You could bite it off, though your mother may not like it, but you could eat it even while it's large. And you would just have to chew it up or bite off a piece. If it weren't for that reason, that wouldn't be allowed. But then, the Beit Yosef quotes a tshuva of the Rashba. Tshuva the Rashba says, Rashba kadav tshuva da'ad parim sil kadav michate kadei lechol machor. We're talking about specifically when it's for the next day. This is going to sound eerily similar to what we said the last 2 weeks about borer. Okay, it's specifically when you do for the next day. Aflu bo bayom la'achar shal lefishet derech silka v'chotlo dak dak v'shavi shalom. The way to chop up beets is right before you cook it, to chop it up really finely. V'kol shadarko v'kach v'manich la'achar shal chayav. But if you're going to eat it right now, chopping it up even finely, that would be allowed. Etc. That was the Gemara that we did last week about borer. So it says if you do it to store it, chayav chatat. The alma kosha ochel miyad. If it's to be eaten right away, kederek shebnei adam ochlin afal pishiyesh boto tzad ba'atzmo chayav chatat. When you're doing it for right now, even had you been doing it for later, it'd be chayv chata, you're allowed to do it for right now. But those who didn't make that distinction, it must be that their distinction is between now and an hour from now, rather than now and much later from now. As we saw regarding borer. And then,
look, Israeli salad.
What about it?
Well, does it grow from the ground?
Yes. So cucumbers and tomatoes grow from the ground.
So, isn't there a problem?
So we're going to get to, we'll include in our discussion of egg salad, how to cut the vegetables for Israeli salad too, but it's not going to be a problem because how small do you need these pieces for your Israeli salad?
So
maybe that could be a problem, but we'll discuss it in a second. True. Okay, so we'll see. Okay? It's likely okay. But look, he says, the enchilada, we're about four lines on the bottom. Ein derech lechatcha, enchilada is insalada, which is salad. Enchilada. Ein derech lechatcha lechatichot, kol kach dakot. People don't chop them so finely. Okay, they're not used to your Israeli salad, they're used to larger chunks. Helkach nira de lekuli amashari. Everybody allows that. Umikol makom, nachon adavar, it's still nonetheless proper. Lahazir shiachtachum lechaticho gdolo ksav. Slightly larger than you would do it maybe on a Wednesday. Veshiyochu la'alter, and to eat them right away. Okay, I got the nira de let beit michos de rekol. But again, you can solve that by cutting up your vegetables before Shabbos. You stick them in a Tupperware, they'll stay fresh for Shabbos. In my experience, they stay fresh till about Monday, Tuesday, even after chopped up. If you chop them on Friday, put them in a Tupperware, they will stay. Okay. So that was the background of the Gemara. Now let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. And we're going to point out one or two steer in the Shulchan Aruch and discuss some issues as they come up and a solution or the recommendation of how to make egg salad as found in Shmir Shabbat Hilchata. And one thing I like to comment on is that you're also going to learn lots of cooking advice from learning these halachot. Because I didn't know that people put in all these ingredients in their egg salad. For me, it was just eggs chopped up. And I've discovered that people add onions. Because how did I know that? Because the post can discuss and the onions. Then I discovered people add salt. How did I know that? Because the post can discuss putting in salt. And Shir Shabbos discusses people add oil. And I'm pretty sure you can apply mayonnaise to that. Though some want to say that mayonnaise is more making it into one item than oil. But on the other hand, mayonnaise can be a little bit more lenient because it's actually already eggs. And you're adding it to an egg salad. So, let's get to the Shulchan Aruch. Source 2. Siman Shin Chav Aleph Siv Gimel. Asur L'loa Chatichot Tznon. You can't salt radishes. Dalet Ohe B'yachad. 4 or 5 at a time. Okay, if you want to eat a piece of radish with some salt on it, you're allowed. Take a piece, put a salt on it, eat it. That's definitely allowed. You're allowed to put salt on your food. The problem is, when you salt a bunch of them, we're concerned. Shenira ke kovish kvashim. What's kovish kvashim? That you're pickling, that you're setting these vegetables to store to turn them into pickles, radishes, pickled radishes. Not just radishes, but all vegetables that you would can and pickle your cucumbers. Vakovish aser mipneishu kimevashel. Kovish kimevushel is a klal we have in halacha. So it's not only when you cook something via fire, meaning if you change its format via salting and pickling, that would also be a form of cooking. That's in terms of hilchot kashrus, right? When we say basar b'chalav or something is aser. That's even if you don't cook them together, even if you just store them together in water or in vinegar. So too, in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, if you can violate the halacha of not cooking on Shabbos by pickling something. Ela, mitabel kol lechad avada, you can spice each one, ve'ochla, and eat it. Aval beitzim, mutar lemolchan. But eggs, you can salt. So we're going to completely ignore the issue of salting eggs. On the other hand, we're going to have to discuss for each of these the onions. But salting is okay for eggs.
Ted. Mutar lechtoch basar mevushal utzli.
You can chop up meat. Dak dak besakin. Even finally. Again, because what is it not?
From the ground.
Rama. Aval asur lechtoch dak dak basar chay lefnei ha'ofo. Dehol ve'in yachol le'ochol b'lochitoch kamash v'la'ochol. But you can't chop it finely in order to give it to the birds, because basically as a big piece of meat, it's not fitting to give it to the birds to eat. And as finely chopped meat, it is. So you're doing a tikkun mana, taking something that they can't eat and making it something that they can. So that we don't do on Shabbos. We don't turn food into animal food on Shabbos on purpose.
Yud.
Asur legror hagvina b'shabbat b'morig charutz b'alpifyo chikorin ralio. We don't grind using a grinder. Okay, you have the one I'm picturing or trying to describe to you. It's tall and narrow, has holes in the side, and you rub something up and down, and it turns into little pieces. A grinder, yeah.
Cheese,
exactly. You don't do that. This is, his example is cheese. Hagvina, cheese. Okay, so cheese grinder. So we don't use grinders on Shabbos. Cheese does not grow from the ground. He's machmir even on that,
against using a grinder.
What about those tools? You know those choppers?
The egg slicer.
Not an egg slicer, although that's cool too. But
okay.
It's like a...
We're going to see. The egg, you could probably do it too.
It's got like a square grate, and then you put the onion on the grate, and then you like just push. It's like a thing that's got a lot of force, and it just...
And how thick does it make it, the slices?
They've got options. Huh? Choose how thick.
If it's the bigger one, then it could be okay. Because usually these, if they're very fine, that therein lies the problem. But again, it's more of a problem for the onion than for the egg. Okay? Fine. Yud bet. Hamechatecha yerek dak. Cutting a vegetable really finely. Chayav mishum tochei. Shulchan Aruch says that without qualification. Says the Rama. You can't even chop up figs and carobs. For old people, you're allowed to take some bread and turn it to breadcrumbs. Bread was already ground once, meaning in the wheat stage. We paskin that you can't. There's no iser to grind something that was already ground. To chop it up and leave it. So it seems that the Rama is saying that even grinding up this vegetable, dak, is allowed if it's for immediate use. Now, we're going to see that the Mishnah Brura and others are going to comment on this Rama. But seemingly, this Rama is a great, broad loophole. Okay, you can even chop up your onions very finely if it's for immediate use. And Yotet says... Let's just go to the bold part there. Not to finely spread or chop apples, which are people often make into applesauce. And again, about peeling garlic and onions, you can't peel more than what you immediately need, and that could also come up in making your egg salad. But specifically, we're going to just look at the Ramag and Yotet before the bolt. You can smooth it out. Since you could eat it clumpy. But the machmir, not to spread that out, since people do that, tavolo bracha. So we're going to discuss what that means in 1 second. But look first at a comment on the second column of the Taz. Taz is commenting on Siman, on Sif Tet. Where the Shulchan Aruch said that, where the Rama said that you shouldn't chop up meat for birds, even though chopping up meat is allowed because it's not gedulei karka, but here you're turning it into ochlin. So the Taz says, "Ma'ot tamu apsakze," because look what he wrote in Siman Shin Chav Dalet Siv Zayin. Well, okay, so let's do that. So the next source, second column, "Mechatin nevela lefnei klavim afilin navla yom." You can chop up a dead carcass in order to feed it to the dogs, even if it died only today. Whether it was going to die, meaning you knew it was on its last legs, and therefore it's not out of sight, out of mind for you, and you're planning on using it this Shabbos to feed it to your dogs if it indeed died, even if it was completely healthy the day before. And this is talking about a tough animal hide carcass, that it could not eat it without you chopping it up. But if it could just eat it without you chopping it, lo. Why would you put in work on that which you don't need to work? And see earlier, whether you can chop it up before birds. Okay. So it seems we have a stira here. So the Magen Avraham says, commenting on Shin Chav Aleph, where the Taz says, this is Tamuah, says, Mashikatav Shem, Mamucha Shem, the Koshu Kashav Yoter, Mutter Lechadcho, Chen Matzino Begemara. So what did we see in the Gemara? What was the distinction we made in the Gemara? The distinction we made in the Gemara, seemingly is, the size that you can chop it up, meaning, you don't have to feed the animal an entire carcass, you could chop it into a chunk to give it, to chop it up. Finally, so the little birds with their little beaks, therein lies the problem. Okay. Now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. And we're going to discuss the last two, three issues, and then we'll get to the Shmir Shabbos Kolchata solution. So, Mishnah Berurah says, Beitzah Mutar L'Mochan, why is it allowed that you can just salt eggs? Salting eggs doesn't cause them to last that long, not like pickling your cucumbers, which can last months and years. And in addition, people tend to not make pickled eggs, though they do make pickled cucumbers. And Mem Hey, this is where the Mishnah Berurah is commenting on the Ramah's Heter. What was the Ramah's Heter? Let's remind ourselves. If you meet it used, you can even chop it finely, even something that grows from the ground. Okay, he was talking about vegetables. He was commenting on Yud Bet, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Mechatech Yerek Dak Dak Chai Mishum Tofik. Because chopping, we can even do Dak Dak. And specifically, salting and chopping of onions, that would be the problem. So says the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh mefak mekin al hefter zeh. Many disagree with this hefter of the Ramah. V'gam beit Yosef katav shav mishen mechavin lechom yad gam ken yizahir lachtoch lechaticho gdolo ksad. Where did he write that? Right at the end. Remember we said, v'kom akom nachon hadavar lizahir shachum lechaticho gdolo ksad. V'shi yochlu l'altar. So even if you're eating them l'altar, he still said be careful to cut them into large chunks. V'mitam zeh katvu kama acharonim gam ken de nachon leitchai. So many Achronim say, follow the Beis Yosef on this, not the Ramah. Those who are knowing to chop onions finely or radishes finely, don't yell at them and castigate them and excoriate them and make them cry. The onion should do that. Because they have on whom to rely. On whom to rely, just read, was the Ramah. So even if you want to rely on the Ramah, we're going to limit the Ramah to really, really, really right before the meal. A little less leeway than we would have given you for otherwise chopping things or otherwise separating things that we said that you just have to do it right beforehand. And this is wherein the danger lies. Cutting onions or radishes really thin, an hour or two before the meal, it is karov to say that you are chayav chatat, so you violated Shabbos. And not only that, you can't even eat these onions that went through this malacha. And of course, in order to get to the onion, you had to peel it. So then you also violated borer too. The heter shel zachar ba'aga, the Ramah's heter here. Haynu kishechocho besakin, aval kishechocho bekliya miuchal dakach near the aser b'chol gavna kishechocho dakdak gam borer gufa mekliya miuchal debrera chay gavna chayav. He says even this heter of the Ramah, which is if you do it right beforehand, even that has to be with a knife, not with a special grinding tool. We don't use special grinding tools on onions on Shabbos. No graters. As we saw earlier, the nashiyeshin is zayir b'mashinogin lachtok mitzal and dakdak and dak maluach, because some people like onions with their gefilte fish, not their gefilte fish, try again, with their herring. Which was must have been the what they called their graters. Masur is a saw or a hack masur, some kind of chop saw. Devshar the chashiv kichliam yuchal the rak the sucking ba'alma. V'gam belav haki asr mishamuv dechol. And even if it weren't a problem of tochein, using such a grinder is a problem of uvdin dechol. We don't do things on Shabbos in the way we do them on a weekday, and that goes back to our discussions about boksa. So therein lies the Mishnah Berurah's hesitation to allow the Ramah's head there. Now again, somebody does it, there is on whom to rely, so don't make them feel bad. If your mother does it, you don't have to come home and say you're doing things wrong. But if you're going to do things right,
which is B'nai Torah, you should be striving to do things right. So, when it comes to how finely we chop the onions for our exile, and if we're doing it on Shabbos or even before Shabbos, so we're going to be careful to doing it specifically with a knife, specifically right before the meal, and not chop it so finely.
Why is it still needed before?
Why does it still need to be done before?
No. It's just, if we did it before Shabbos, there's no issues, right?
Correct. No issues. But here we're discussing how to do it on Shabbos. Okay. Shmir Shabbos. Last source on the page. Perot v'yirakot shenet machu al yedei abishol v'nochim hain ma'od derisuk. So if you have fruits or vegetables that were boiled, and therefore they're very, very soft. So you just, I don't know, put your spoon down on them and they get smushed. So that's not tochein. Nifka behem iser tchina. V'lachin mutra lemroach perot v'vishalim. You can spread jelly on your bread. And even though the jelly was this big clump of jelly, or I know that there's a cultural distinction between what we call jelly and jam and preserves in the various countries. But we're talking about what you eat with peanut butter, maybe? Fruit thing?
Jam.
Preserves? Jam?
Yeah.
Jam. Okay, so jam can be a clump. So when you spread it, now you have little bits of it. So that is not considered tochein because it was made to be so soft that it doesn't stay together. That's not tochein. So that's the first halacha that I quoted in the Shir Shabbos. The next one. It's actually earlier, but vav. Ochel shel migdulei karka chayim. Food that comes from, that grows in the ground, and they're alive. Kegon, perot yirakot, she'inam uvushalim, shemraskim otam kedei lochlam. So you have raw fruits or vegetables, they're not cooked, and you chop them up in order to eat them. That's the way you eat them, meaning, not you chop them. The fruits or vegetables that you chop up in order to eat, also the rusko, you may not chop up. Aval mutar lachtoch v'sakin chatichok gdolot tzad, but you can cut them into slightly larger pieces with a knife. Ach lo yachtoch dak, don't chop them up too finely. V'yakpid lasot some of the suda, do it right before the meal.
So in here, if you had a long piece of onion, it's okay.
And you wanted to chop it into two?
Yeah,
that's fine. Yes.
How do they have slots as well?
How are they?
What's the size? Sounds like a skill check and chop onions very thinly. So for him to chop it thicker, it would still be thinner than my finished onion chopping.
Like a chef would chop.
If you get an onion ring, I'm not talking about the fried things. We're talking about, like, you have an onion, you slice up an onion, and if you slice it the right direction, they turn into rings.
Yeah.
So I think you can certainly cut a ring into four, even the smallest ring. Obviously, the middle of the onion. The middle of a big onion, the ring, you could probably cut into 8 or 10 and it'd not be a problem on Shabbos. But even the smallest top ring, yeah, chop it.
That's what you do with egg salad anyway. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Depends on time.
Depends how much of a connoisseur you are.
Sorry.
Okay.
You'll have some.
So here we go. This is the halacha shir Shabbos kilchata chav kilo. Habal achin b'shabbat b'itzak tzutza. You want to make egg salad on Shabbos. Ding, 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 ding. That's what we're looking for. Okay? And it gives you in parentheses. Tavshil asoy mi beitzim u'b'tzalim tzutzim. It's made from chopped eggs and onions. Okay? So he's giving you recipes. Hafochba, hafochba, chuleva. You learn Torah, you learn how to cook too. Okay? You learn recipes. Ketzad yaseh. How should you do it? Yeklov eda beitzim avushalot samach l'suda. Peel the eggs close to the meal. That's for Bora purposes. V'yiraskan afilu b'shinil mezlek. And the eggs, you could chop up even with the fork, even with the end of the fork. Yiklov eda b'tzalim v'yichachim. And you peel the onions and cut them up, samach l'sudato, close to the meal, l'chaticho gdolo k'sach v'yitarbev. But those you have to cut into slightly larger pieces, and then you mix them. Okay? So again, chopping them. The egg, you can chop because it's not kedulei karka. So you can even use the fork, the way most people make egg salad. They push the fork into the egg, and a bunch of times until you have egg mush salad pieces. But the onion, doing that same action, first of all, may not work with a fork, but using some kind of chopping device in the onion, that is not allowed. For the onion, you have to use the knife, and you can't cut it as finely as you're mushing the egg.
So what you're going to have, though, and that's what bothers people, is that the egg is these tiny little pieces, and then there's larger chunks of onion in there. But that's what you have to do when you make it on Shabbos. And continues the Shmira Shabbos Gilchata. V'nogim losif l'tarovet zo shemen. This is the minhag, to add some oil to your salad dressing. He doesn't mean minhag in that sense. He means describing how people make egg salad, and he's discussing the halachos of it. So he's told that the recipe is a little bit of egg, a little bit of onion, a little bit of oil. And he says, we're not choshesh. What are we not choshesh for when he says we're not choshesh when we add the oil?
Lush.
Okay? He says, we're not choshesh to lush in it. He says, u'ma'arvim b'li'a shinoyim ha'maskar m'la'el, because in earlier halacha he discussed changing the order possibly when it comes to lush, like if you normally put in the water first or some other change in the order. Ach tov yaseh, but better im yeshana min haseder min hatina nashem rovan mechisha, if you change the way you mix it. So, how do you mix up the egg salad? So, if you use the back of the fork, if you turn the bowl rather than moving your hand, you mean leave your hand in one spot and rotate the bowl, or you change the order of what you're putting the ingredients in. Yeah?
This is with the egg. Why is it okay with, in terms of the onion, with the knife? But with the egg, it says better to do it with a fork.
No, you can definitely use a knife on the egg.
The
egg is even more, yeah, the egg has an advantage. Because it's not gadule karkos, it doesn't grow from the ground, you can even smush it with the fork.
Awesome, that's even, that's
you can cool even mush it. The way people make on a Tuesday, awesome, egg salad is with a fork.
I thought the fork was actually, was a chumra. So it's a
no, it's not a chumra. No, that's a kula. Okay? So, ach tov yaseh mishanem and aseh there. Fine. Klipat beitza, let's say this is a borer issue. You find a little eggshell in your egg salad. Hanimtze b'tocha beitza k'tzutza, lo yotzi en elevada. El yotzi maksam en atavshel mishom iser brero. So you have to remove some egg with the eggshell. That was what Brett pointed out at the beginning when we discussed borer. V'nachon li'zayr shelo lo'tzi ra klipa klal, el lo'tzi ra ochel ulahashir et haklipa. And here, in a footnote, he's trying to be miyashiv the minog olam, because most people are not careful about the way they mix, changing the order, rotating the bowl, rather than moving your hand, using the back of the fork rather than the front of the fork. If you keep mushing like this and then keep turning the bowl, you're gonna eventually get to the whole salad.
You're mushing at the same time as well.
Yes. Yes, you're right. Just rotating a bowl will not make an egg salad. Agreed. Sort of like spinning around your CD won't eventually play it. And you have to put it into some kind of device
like
that plays
it.
Yeah, a shinoi. Exactly. So here he goes. Footnote 81. Nearly yashin minagolam. Why? He comes up with a few reasons. Alf. See the Truman edition where he says, the cholet zorech ota suda kari man ma'at. Eshari af beli shinoi. L'chei nogim lachtok betzalim in beitzim l'chuli. So he says, first of all, the Truman edition was okay even with chopping up the onion together with your eggs. Even if you're going to chop them up all together in the same manner. Why? Because as long as it's the amount for your next meal and you're doing it right before the meal, that's considered a bit and it's okay. So he doesn't like that alone, but he's willing to combine it with his following reasons. Bet. See the Eshel Avram. The chol she'enu mefurar kekemach lo shayech esulisha. The egg doesn't fall apart the way wheat turns into flour. So you grind the egg up, and you have egg mush, and you add mayonnaise, and you're turning the egg mush into mayonnaise, into egg salad. It's not quite the same as when you ground up wheat and turn it into flour, and you add water, it turns into dough. You can see a difference in the quality of the mixture that's created when you combine everything in dough versus in egg salad. That's clear to everybody? You've seen those? I'm asking a serious question because I taught the Darkeinu cooking folk here for 3 years. And we made cakes and we made breads and all sorts of delicious treats. And then, the yeshiva was learning Masechet Brachot. And my night sitter Chavruta, Rabbi Stephen Kay, said a lot of Talmidim had come up to him asking why it is that if one batter contains
water and flour. It's hamotzi, while if another batter that contains water and flour is mizono, meaning why is cake mizono and why is bread hamotzi? Because when they learned the sugya, they weren't understanding. And he says, Yonatan, you have to give the cooking chug to the whole yeshiva for a week or two, so they can all see the difference between a cake batter and a bread batter. And one of them is runny, and one of them is just sits there on the counter. So I'm asking, seriously, if you've seen a bread batter. Everybody here has seen a bread batter?
Duh.
A dough? A dough?
It doesn't move.
It doesn't move.
It sticks okay. together in pack.
Mom
left over at Ryler's, and I saw it fall on the table, but it didn't actually
didn't fall. It held on. It just elasticated until it ran to the ground.
Dough. Whereas cookie dough is different. Well, cookie dough is different. That's the whole difference.
That's the whole difference.
Why is cookie dough not hamotzi?
Because it moves.
Of
course it does.
There's a lot of reasons. We're not getting into all those problems right now. There's a lot of difference in terms of ingredients also, and in terms of the way you eat it, there are a lot of factors. But they couldn't understand just in terms of the dough and the way they made it.
More than one factor that makes sense.
Yes. In addition, the way they made cakes back then, their ovens were these clay or stone ovens. So how did they make bread? You've seen it. You probably did it on a tiol in Camp Bnei or whatever it was. That you put dough out and you make pitas, right? You put dough on the rock or on the... Now they use poppets. But you put dough on it and it turns into a pita. You've seen that? So the way they made cake back in the day was they would make one of those and they would pour the batter into the dough. The liquidy cake batter is what was going to hold the liquidy cake batter. They didn't have silicon back then. They didn't have metal back then. So, in order to make the cake, they would make a bread dough and fill it with cake dough and put that on the oven. And that would turn into a cake. And you peel off the bread dough and you have a nice cake. Delicious cake. So, that was all a tangent. Let's finish here the Shmir Shabbos Kilchata. So that was number two. The Kol She'achama Nasek Gamach Yesh Lizar. But even so, sometimes you've seen it, that the yolk turns into very powdery. So he says, so number two alone isn't enough. Meaning number one isn't enough because it doesn't really hold of it. Number two isn't enough because sometimes it does become a fine powder. And number three, I heard from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Yesh Lamar, the Kevan Shirotzim Rak Larbev, Makbidim Shlo Yitavu Mamashko Dechad. He says, all we're doing is mixing it. We're not trying to turn it into one thing. Unlike the dough. Ein Zemen Torah Kibli La'ava, we don't view it as a thick dough that was just made. So there's another reason it's not lush. Mikol makom betzera from zeshah beitzah kvar mevushelet. The fact that it's already cooked, also chenam otzim kaved. Even if you add meat to it, shikam hu kvar mevushel v'batzal v'shemenim rakim tavlin l'kach. At that point, the onion and the oil, or in our case, the mayo, is only like a spice to the egg and the meat. And it's not really turning it into a paste. It's just flavoring the egg. The egg tastes better with the mayo flavor. Kach gam kan, see the Ber Halacha, who he also says, time the shari gam kemishim the chashiv kiderech akila. It's also how you eat egg salad. You make it into this mixture, and it's not lush. Many gdolim, their wives, that is how they made exile on Shabbos. They weren't makbid to change the order. But nonetheless, in the halacha, the way he says, and this is how we're going to finish, the ideal way to make exile on Shabbos, meaning given that you're not going to make it before Shabbos, because that would be the ideal way, but if you're going to make it on Shabbos, so the egg, you're going to peel it right beforehand, right before the meal, you're going to want to make this egg salad. So right before that, you're going to peel the egg, and you can chop the egg really, really finely. And to that, you can salt the egg, because there's no problem salting eggs. And then the onion. You can chop the onion. Don't do it so finely, ideally. That would be best. Use the knife, and you cut it into small pieces, but not tiny pieces. And those you add to the egg, the salted egg and onion, the salted and chopped egg, And then you add mayonnaise, and mix it, and ideally, if you can mix it with some kind of shinoi, that would be best, Shalma Yisrael. Either way, Ketevon, Onik Shabbos, enjoy. Okay, next week I think we're doing, well, I don't know if there's chok next week, because first night of Hanukkah, we defeated the Greeks who prevented us from learning Torah, so now we get to choose to not learn Torah out of our own choice. That's what I understand. No, you may have activities. We'll find out. I'll ask your madrich the stories. Next Sunday night is first night of Hanukkah.
I know.
Okay. If we do have chog, I think we're going to do about showering on Shabbos and Yantav.
And then okay. Next Sunday when I'm here.
The next one you're not here because that's the Ben Azmanim. There may only be one more. So maybe we'll choose a special last topic. Shkach!